is Daflamid Beis on the base. Tanabon Kriyash Machasava Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Kriyash Mach can only be said Lashna Kodesh. You want to learn the Shir with us? You want to come learn, join the Shir? Tafiyomi? Gotta go home. You want to learn the Shir? Come learn. Want to come? Sit down over here. Learn that. You know how to learn Gemara? You want to give the Shir?
What?
You want to give the Shir?
No, I can't give the Shir.
Why? You'll be surprised. You're an Anikler of Yerushalayim Zonfeld. Shechina with the Belet Zechroina. Minolan. Dechsev Shema Yisrael B'chol Lash. How do you like Kriyash Mach can be said in any language? Dechsev Shema Yisrael B'chol Lash and Sha'ata Shemea. The word Shema. Hearken. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it mean, word Shema? What does the word Shema mean? Oh, here we have Yisrael. We have now over here a new person came to the Shir. Look at this. What is what? Hear, O Israel. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Hear, O Israel. I don't know what that means. Shema means to listen. The fact that it says... You got to talk a little bit louder here, sir.
Does that mean you have to dial the operator? What does it mean, hear, O Israel?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I mamish don't know what it means, hear Israel. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where that translation comes from. Hear Israel. What does it mean, Shema? Shema does not mean hear. Shema means hearken. It means pay attention. It means absorb. It means be mekabel. Shema means accept. Right? Shema doesn't mean to listen. Shema means to accept. Accept. To absorb. To absorb. To accept. It's a very deep word. Shema Yisrael. I'm talking over here to the children. We have over here a whole chem over here. Shlomi, look what's going on over here today. Look, Shlomi, look. Look at all the kinderlach. We have, this is a fruchthandler. You see? And this is a Siegfried. And this is a Sonnenfeld and another Fruchthandler. And then we have a Shafshik over there somewhere with his friend over there.
Schneider.
We have Mamish. The base Smedrish is packed with all these kids. When I was their age, you know what I was doing at this moment in time? I was watching television.
I was watching Gilligan.
Here, these Bachim over there singing and learning Torah HaKadosha. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That means you're not going to turn out like me. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shema Yisrael. Okay. You're leaving. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. They didn't know. They didn't come for the food. They came to learn. They really came to learn. They really came to learn for real. I'm very impressed. They came to learn. Okay, let's learn. Kriya Shema Minolon Dechsev Shema Yisrael B'chol Loshoyin Sha'atoy Shemea. Is there a Rashi on this piece of Gemara? Is there a Rashi over here? I don't see a Rashi. Maybe there is, but I can't find it now. Let's go further in the Gemara. Tanabon, Kriyashma Kichsava Divrei Meir. It's Machlokes. According to Rebbe Meir, you must recite Kriyashma the way it's written in the Torah. Lachachav Meir Mechamis said, B'cholosh, any reason, my time under Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold you can say Kriyashma in any language? Why Dafka? Does Rebbe hold you has to be Dafka in Lashma Kodesh? My time under Rebbe, Amat Makra, V'hoyu. Okay, the word v'hayu, you usually use a drasha for shloike sidron, tefillin, mezuzah. V'hayu, here Rebbe learns this word to teach you that it has to be exactly the way it's presented in the Torah, is the way you mekayim the mitzvah. V'rabbanan amar kashma. So there are two conflicting drashas. The word shema is mashma. It's mashma to comprehend. To absorb, b'chol. What was the Gemara's exact words? B'chol loshon sha'ata shamea. There's still a lot of depth to that. Is there a Rashi? Let's see. Let's find a Rashi for this. There's no Rashi over here on this.
Rashi's only on the bottom, I think. The last line.
No. It's okay. Later. Fine. Okay. We need more of a hesber to understand what exactly the Gemara means. What does it mean with the drash shema? L'char means shema doesn't mean to listen. Shema means to accept, to comprehend. So,
the word Shema here is used in the sense of understand.
So understanding does, it means you could understand maybe better if it's not in Lashon HaKodesh. If it's not your...
Yiddishism.
What?
Right, that's why you could do it
before. Doher. Yeah. To Doher.
It's Doher. Yiddishism. You understand this? I hear.
The Gemara later says that... There's a Pelda Gemara on this daf, that by Matan Torah, Hashem gave the Dibros in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not true. Go to Lakewood, they'll all tell you The Torah was given in Yiddish. How you talking? Yiddish. Who doesn't know that? Torah was given in Yiddish, not in Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh.
I hear.
Okay, weiter. Let's get serious over here. Okay. We have two conflicting drashas.
When they wrote on the stones, was one of the 70 languages Yiddish?
For sure.
Yeah.
No, and obviously not. Yiddish is a new language. Yiddish is really German. It's a dialect of German. Yiddish is nothing more than a dialect of German. All right, let's go weiter. So we have over here two conflicting drashas. One drasha is Shema, the other drasha is Vahoyu. How do we reconcile the contradiction? The answer is Shema. So we have each opinion takes hold of their what they want to say. Rabbanan. Now the question is, what does each one do with the other one's drasha? Okay, my time. We're on the Lamed Beis, Amid Beis.
Seven lines from the bottom, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis.
Seven lines from the bottom. Amar, so my time, the Rebbe Amar Kruv, V'chol Yubah, V'yosn Yu. Rabbanan Amar Kruv, Shema, V'chol Oshat HaShemea. Frek the Gemara, Rabbanan Ami Haiksiv, V'chol Yu. What do they do with the word V'chol Yu? If they're going to focus on the drush of Shema, V'chol Oshain, what are they going to do with the word V'chol Yu? Shalo Yikre'ena L'mafreya. The teacher, very important, Allah, when you write, say Kriya Shema, you have to say it in order. It's not referring to that you have to recite it in Lashon HaKodesh. It's teaching you the Seder HaDvarim. It has to be recited in order. If you say it backwards, or and there's a whole Shaila Rishonim, what exactly is L'mafreya? Does it mean the Parashos? Does it mean the Psukim? There are different opinions exactly what it means L'mafreya, but it has to be generally said in order. V'rebi Shalo Yikra'en L'mafreya Minole. Answer, nafkalei, midvarim, ha-devarim v'hoyu, ha-devarim eile. It should have said, devarim v'hoyu, devarim eile. Why does it say v'hoyu, ha-devarim eile? Why is there an extra hey? So we darshan from the extra hey to teach you that it has to be said in order. Frekting more backwards, rabbanon, devarim, ha-devarim, lo mashmalei. What are they going to do with the drasha, the hey? No, they don't darshan the hey. They hold that it's not a valid drasha. Frekting by the other way around, Rabbi Nami Yaksiv Shema. Rabbi who says the drashas V'chol Yu, what does he do with the word Shema? Ahumi boyle lehashmiya lo'oznecha ma she'ata moitzi mipicha. To teach you halacha, that when you have to say it loud enough that you can hear what you are saying. Rabbanon. So how do the Rabbanon know that halacha? No, tak, they disagree. Savri lo kimand omar hakuri es Shema v'lo yishmiya li'ozno yotza enoch nami. You don't have to hear it, you don't have to hear it. So the bottom line over here is, we have over here two drashos, Shema and Vahoyu, they are conflicting, and each one is accountable to explain what they're going to do with the drash that they're not going to make use of. And we go back and forth, and we bring out a few different issues, derech agav. You have to hear what you're saying, do you not? Are you required to say it in order, in the proper order, not to say l'mafreya, and the other drasha is anything else that we mentioned over here? That was it. Okay, those are the two major drashas. That you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema backwards, and l'chatchila you should hear exactly what you're saying, that you should articulate the words loud enough that you can hear what you are saying. Okay, now the Gemara says, Faito Lema Kasava Rebbe, who told us that you have to say Kriya Shema Bedafka in Lashon HaKodesh, Kol HaTorah B'losh B'chol Lashon Nemra, Rebbe holds, it must be that Kriya Satorah, generally, what do we mean? It means that any other time that the Torah tells us that there is a mitzvah to recite something, it can be said in any language. Because if it was, what is your baseline? What is the baseline? If we have to have a special drasha of the Hoyu to teach us that you must say it bedavka l'shon HaKodesh, that is an indication that the baseline is you don't have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Because we need a special drasha, call out to Rabbi Chol Lashon Emra. Rashi, look at the Hilgit Rashi, Lema Kesava Rebbe, mid itzrich kruel shtei kriya shma b'kesava, call HaTorah b'chol Lashon Emra. What does that mean? So Rashi says, a pel de gazach, likrois b'beis hakneses. There's no mitzvah. Where do you have a mitzvah? Where do you have a mitzvah to read the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses? The Gemara we were saying is the baseline is that you can read it in any language that you want. And that's why we need a special drash that Kriya Shema is the exception. Kriya Shema can only be read B'Lashon HaKodesh. Wait a minute, so your baseline for what? Show me a nafkamina lahalacha regarding something else that has to be can be done in any language to explain that this now is going to be the exception. What's your baseline? Oh, Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah. Is that a Daraisa? Whoever told you Kriyas HaTorah is Daraisa. How could that be the baseline? The Mechol HaTorah Kula, you can say any language you want. Wait, there's no din of Kriyas HaTorah altogether in HaTorah. How do you explain this? You hear the question I'm asking? Now, who asked this question? Tosfos the Kasha. Look at Tosfos.
What time is the
light there?
Kriyas HaTorah. Shabbos. The Shabbos that in the lane Parshas Emor is the laying of the Torah Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, Shabbos morning. Is that a Daraisa or Midrabanan? It's a Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. Mimela, so you tell me, Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaKnesses, you can lane any language you wish. That's why the Torah needs to make it clear that with regard to Kriyas Shema, it's an exception. It can only be recited in B'Loshon HaKodesh. Wait a minute, you can't go use Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaKnesses as your baseline, that you don't need to say the B'Loshon HaKodesh, and this now is going to be the exception when Kriyas HaTorah Beis HaKnesses is not doesn't even register in the Torah. So yet that's what Rashi says. Tosfos, Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Loshon Nemra, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Hapshita De B'Sha'as Matan Torah, Nidnu L'Moshe B'Loshon HaKodesh, and he's going to Ben Hananel. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't understand the whole thing. But let's jump down to get to what he passes Lamaskana. The Yesh Loimar. Let's just jump down towards the bottom of the Tosfos. The Yesh Loimar. Mehod Amar Rabbi Kriyas Shema Kichsava Lekel Lemeidak Mineidik Lemeimar Kichsava Hamayuchla Kishen Nichtava Yichidi Kegoin Bemezuzois Utfilin. The Kol Yal Mamoid the Bloshna Kodesh. Vahod Kama Leimar Kichsava Rabbi Kol Tari Kol Bloshna Nemra. Hachi Perushoi. The last lay the Rabban Shimon Gamliel the Yomar Davka Yevonis. Aha. Well, the Rabbanon the Yomar Veloshon HaKodesh, less Luhu the Rabbanon, the Amri Sfarm Nechtav Mechol Loshon, Kad Tzarech Lefarish Lefi Peresh Rein Chanan. Okay, I don't understand what this means over here, but obviously they're struggling over here with this idea. Okay, Tosfos basically says, Tosfos is not over here. I don't understand what Tosfos over here says. I don't know. This Tosfos is too hard for my little head. But there's another Tosfos that Shlomo Rabinowitz will tell you, because someone who learned Rei Shas 37 times knows that in Masechet Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin Lamed Beis, Tosfos asked this kasha. And Tosfos there says it refers to Chalitza, Vidui Meiser, and all the other things that need to be recited. Not like Rashi. Rashi here says, referring to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a pella what Rashi says, it's not Daraisa. It's not Daraisa, how could that be the baseline? Tosfos Memela says we're referring to all other cases where you are required to recite Psukim, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday and on Shabbos. There are other examples, and some of those examples have Psukim, some don't have Psukim, and you have to go back and each example has its own accounting, but it's referring to other times when the Torah demands that a person recite psukim. For example, chalitza. For example, vidui meiser. So that's the starting point. B'chol HaTorah Kula, other recitals, the starting point is b'chol loshon. That is why we now need a special drasha by Kriyas Shema to express that this is a notable exception. Okay, and what Tosfos says, what Rashi says, that we're dealing here with Kriyas HaTorah, is Mama Shapella. Because Rashi says in the Beis HaKnesses. You hear what's going on over here?
Beis HaKnesses, which is Kriyas HaTorah.
Can't be, there's no such thing. You've never heard such a thing anywhere, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Daraisa. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, so over here, basically, we'll take away two things over here that according to the Halacha and the Gemara. One is Rashi, Beis HaKnesses, which needs a Hezber. And the second is Toysis, Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin. It means Chalitza and Vidui Maestres. Back to the Gemara. Okay, call out her cool Lashon Nehra. The East Salka Dayt, Chabi Lashon HaKadosh Nehra, Chava, how you do Chazer Rechman, Lamali. The Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. It's not a Rabbi. Etzem Al Tehler, Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
I'm listening.
If Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Kriya Satera on the Rabbim and Shabbos, and Ezra was Masakin the other days, how can it be only Midr Rabbonim?
So maybe you'll say it's Dirai Kabbalah. But it's not Deraisa. We've never heard of such a thing. Even though Moshe was misakin, he was misakin because Moshe made takonis. They had takonis to go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not a mitzvah Deraisa. We're coming here to discuss the mitzvah Deraisa of Kriyat Shema. A real serious question. Does a person have to recite it in Lashon HaKodesh or can he recite it in any other language? Rabbeinu HaKodesh has a drasha of V'hoyu, you must recite it specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Which means that if not for the word V'hoyu, it can be recited in any language that you so wish. Why would you think that you can give me other examples? There must then be other examples which can be done in any language, which we would assume that Kriya Shema is a part of that set. That's why we need the word V'hoyu to make an exception. What are the other halachas? The other halachas have to be similar to Kriya Shema in respect that they are D'oraisa. And Kriya Sator in the Beis HaKnesses, even if you'll tell me that Moshe was misakin, they should not go 3 days without learning one pasuk, three pasuk in Ezra, that does not make it into a D'oraisa, that it's equivalent, it's certainly not equivalent to Kriya Shema, that we can put the two together. Okay, let's go further. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. It is not a raya. Etzma tell the Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi holds that every single mitzvah in the Torah has to be done midafka, bilashoin, hakodesh. And we still need the hoyu. Why do we need the hoyu? Because there's something misleading. Itzrach mishum d'chsev shema. The Torah is misleading you, chas shalom. There is a problem because the Torah said the mitzvah with the word shema, and the word shema gives you the impression that you can recite it in any language you want. In order to make sure we do not make that mistake, it says V'hoyu. So it's not a raya. Your starting point is only Lashon HaKodesh. Kriya Shema, we might have thought, would be an exception because of the word Shema, which indeed the Rabbanon hold is the makar, why you are allowed to recite Kriya Shema in any language. That's why we need to prevent us from making that mistake with the word V'hoyu. Fine. Lemog, now the Gemara turns the table, says exactly the other way around. Lemog, let us suggest, Kosav Rabban Kol HaTorah Kulu B'Loshon HaKodesh Nemra. If the Rabban hold that the words Shema come to teach you that you can say Kriya Shema in any language, it must be that the starting point, according to the Rabbanon, is it has to be done B'Davka B'Loshon HaKodesh. The Gemara says, no, Itzrich Mishum D'Chsiv V'Hoyu. Same exact answer. Each one needs a Pasuk because it has to counterbalance the other Pasuk. Maskana is there are two words, Shema V'Hoyu. These two words, they really contradict one another. And you have to decide which one is the Iker, which one is the Tofa. It's Machleis between Rebbe and the Chachamim as to which is the Iker and which is the Tofel. The Hoyu versus Shema. There's a lot of Musar. You go to a yeshiva, you know, they talk to Mechanchim, and they give a drasha. The drasha is in the Torah, Yadus, what do you do when you teach? You teach Talmidim to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. And when you teach to Mekabel Malchus Shemaim, there's a Vahayu and there's a Shema. Vahayu means discipline, precision. You fall out of line, you're out. You're out of the game. Shema is whatever works. If you have to go to a baseball game, if you have to go give donuts to all the people who need some incentive to come learn, even though it says somewhere in the pasuk that it's impossible to learn Torah, the Rambam says beferish. I saw this yesterday, that you cannot learn Torah while you're eating. You're not going to be, there's no way the two are completely contradictory. Eis las Lashem, sometimes you have to make exceptions. So this is the Mordi Gavart. When you teach Torah...
They're not learning Torah while they're eating while they're learning Torah.
All right, it's all the same to me. I'm not... There are two different psukim. There's in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shema, this is Drush. This is Drush. You're not going to hear this from Eli Stefanski. You're not going to hear this from Shmuley Bornstein. There are two psukim. There's Vahoyu and there is Shema. In Kabbalah's Ol Malchus, Vahoyu represents discipline, perfection, precision. Don't deviate a mashahu or you're out. Shema, b'chol oshen, whatever works, whatever technique, system works, go for it. Both of those words appear in Kabbalah Sol Omal Choshman to teach you, you have to make the proper balance. There has to be a balance between maintaining the purity of a hoyu and perhaps in different situations, adapting in order for people to succeed in b'chol lashon shata shemeya. You hear the vart? Shlomi, you like this vart? If I told you the Chassam Sofer said the vart, if I told you that the Chassam Sofer said this vart, would you feel better? You feel better?
What happened to what you had thinking?
I had a guy in my share. He told me that one year he told over his children the vart. And they just wave their hand in nonsense. The next year, he told over the exact same vart b'shem the chassam. Wow, what a vart! And then he told them, I lied to you. Last year I told you my vart, and you just laughed me off. So this year I told you the vart, the name of the chassam sofer, and you said, wow. Okay, vayda, tefila. Now we go to the next week, tefila, prayer. We want to welcome
this
Medrash.
It's a lot of Haggadah.
Avada, we have to go very quick.
Show me Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where?
Okay, well, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're not there to the Haggadah.
Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph?
Lamed Aleph. Tzila.
Where? How many lines?
Lamed Gimel, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I have it, okay.
Tzila. Tzila, the Machlek, Tzila can be said in any language. We're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you can be mispalel to Ribbono Yisraelim in any language that you so wish. Tefillah, why? How do you know that? So the Gemara says it's a svara. You don't have to be mispalel in Lashon HaKodesh. You can be mispalel in any language. Why? Rachamehi kol hechi d'boy matzle. Okay, it's a svara. The Gemara is not a pasuk. Since prayer, the essence of prayer is rachamim. No, it's okay. Thank you very much. Any language, any way that you can bring out the rachamim is going to be successful. Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Rashi says tefillah. The Ketanim Asisim B'Choloshim Lo Tzach Kroah Docha Rachameinu. You do not need a pasuk. Ve'ahu Lishna V'Yada L'Chavi Liboy Litzlei. The language, the Yamamaloshim. The Yamamaloshim is the Iker. Okay, this is a very big zachmat. In Eretz Yisrael, they teach almost all of the yeshivas today. Kemat, all the yeshivas today in Ivrit. In modern Hebrew, who is the one that is responsible for that? You'll never believe who is the one that is, you would assume that Mesora teaching Yiddish, teaching Chvesen. Who is the one that is responsible for all of the yeshivas teaching in the modern Hebrew? Ivrit, the language of the Medina Hatzionis, the Tzionim. No, the Chazon Ish insisted that they should teach the Kinderlach in Ivrit, in modern Hebrew. It was the Chazoinish. Ask anyone. Look at all the history books.
Is it Ivrit or Ivrit?
Ivrit. In modern Hebrew. They teach all of the yeshivas, Kemat, all of the yeshivas in Ivrit. In modern
and Ger, Hebrew. The Ger Rebbe said he stopped it. Only in Yiddish now.
They stopped it now, yeah?
In Ger. Nayizach. It used to be in Ivrit, now Yiddish.
Okay, Achveish. But if all the years it was only in Ivrit because the Chazon Ish said, it comes to Torah, you have to teach in a language that is the language that's the popular language. Otherwise, you're doing a disservice.
Okay.
You're doing a disservice. Next. Okay. Tefillah Rachameinu kol hecha the boy the matzli pine. Tefillah, in fact, really? Are you really allowed to go be mispalel in any language that you want? If you're going to be mispalel in any language, that automatically includes you being mispalel in Aramaic, in Ivri. But Aramaic is a language that the Malachi HaShar is not understanding. Isn't it really? But Tefillah B'Choloshon, B'Choloshon, V'yom Rav Yehuda, L'Oilam, Al Yishal Adam Tzracha B'Loshon Aramis. B'Choloshon includes Aramis. D'yom Rav Yochanan, Kol HaShol Tzracha B'Loshon Arami, Ein Malachi HaShar is Niskakin Loi. The Malachi Asharis, whatever the reason is, do not understand Aramis. And the Gemara here is telling you a half-litic chiddush. is that Stama Zoy, when you're Mispalel, you need the services of the Malachi Hasharis to deliver your prayers before Hashem, which is a Pella. Because Ein Oid Milvadoi.
I asked that question.
Ein Oid Milvadoi.
He didn't have
so
an answer.
Who needs the Malachi Hasharis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ein Oid Milvadoi. But because obviously there's a lot more than we know, but there's something which the Malachi Hasharis participate, and if they do not understand what we are saying, they're not going to participate. So therefore, how can you say that you can be misspelled b'chol lashon she'ata any language when the Malachi Hasharis are going to be out? Le'koshia, no'koshia, chabi yochel, chabi tzibur. Okay, so the answer is when you daven b'tzibur, you speak directly to Hashem. Then any language, even Aramis, but when you, Aramis, but when you daven b'yichidus, when you daven b'yichidus, then you have to be more sensitive.
You have to understand why is that?
Even that's a pella. If you're sitting on the subway, on the train, underground, and you're surrounded on one side by all different types of creatures. And you dive into Hashem, Hashem is listening. Hashem is present even there underground on the subway, surrounded by all these nationalities and all different types of people, all different color hair. The Hashem listens there just the same, just the same. So what does the Gemara over here mean that when you daven b'yichidus, then you need to come on to the Malachi Hasharis? It's still a pella.
Yeah.
It's still half of a pella. Rashi. Rashi says, Yochid, tzorich sheyisayuhu Malachi Hasharis. Tzibur, loy tzrichi luhu, d'chsev hein kel kabir. Behold, God is mighty. Lo yimas. He does not reject prayer.
That means it's mashma b'yachid. You have to come to a malachim in order for it not to be moyes.
It's a pella, right?
Disgusting.
Chveisnish, that it should not be moyes.
That's what I'm just saying.
Next. Frankly, Mordecai, really? Is it really so that Malach HaShar is done and said, Ein Malach HaShar is mechad makidim loshon arami? V'yatanya, look at the b'raisa. Mordecai's story. This story is describing history. Yoichanan Koingel, this is the Yoichanan of the Hanukkah story. Bimei Matis Yahu, Ben Yoichanan, Kohen Gadol Chashmonoi. So what happened during the time when Yoichanan Koingel, when he was the Kohen Gadol? It was the Avoida of Yom Akim. He was in the Kodesh HaKadosh and doing the Avoida. And when he was in the Kodesh HaKadosh, we heard a Baskel. And the Baskel said, Yoichanan Koingel Gadol Shoma Baskel Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Shehu Oimer. And what did the Baskel say? Nitzchoi Talia. The Talia means the Kinderlach. The young men, the young boys have been victorious. The Ozlu who have gone La'ag Cho Kirba to wage war, to fight a battle
with the Yibanim.
In Antioch.
In Antioch,
I think it's Antiochia means that they went there to the general, they went there to the capital or wherever it was.
Okay.
They went there to wage war, and the Baskel came out and said that you have nothing to worry about, they're safe, secure, they have been victorious, they're coming home soon.
So that's an Aramaic?
Yes. Oh, exactly.
So let's see Rashi.
The Baskel, this is what the Baskel said. The Baskel came out and said, and who's the one that says the Baskel? Who's the one? The Malachi Hasharis. This itself is a Pelda Gemar, because what you're telling me, we only came tonight to learn this. When you talk
half
about
of a fellow.
A Baskel, what is a Baskel? Who is the one that is articulating the words of Baskel?
So the end of Megillah explains what a Baskel is. It's like a echo.
So what does that mean? What do you mean an echo? Is there a human being that sends out the voice? Is it Hashem? So this Gemara explicitly states that the Baskel comes from Malachi Hasharis. It's a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara here is saying that the Malachi Hasharis don't know Aramaic. The Malachi Hasharis said these words, and Yochanan Kongel heard it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if the Malachi Hasharis don't know what they're saying, they wouldn't say. The Malachi Hasharis would only say what they understand.
I'm sorry, I want to interject, because my Rav told me this, I found it. The Marsha explains, according to the Rush, it means they're moyes ramas. Not that they don't understand. They don't want to understand. It's
buzzy in their eyes.
It's buzzy.
The language, because it's a fake language. It's a watered down version of Hebrew. And Malachi Hasharis...
He says, Meguna ba'ene ha-malachim.
Why? Because it's not a real language. It's Lashon HaKodesh watered down. Malachi Hasharis don't like when you water something down. They don't want to learn from the art scroll. They want to learn from
the Gemara. So he says here.
Correct.
He says
like
here.
The Malach don't like
so
it.
He Taka says it's Messina, even though it's Targum.
But it's still a second class language. It's a perverted version of Lashon HaKodesh, and Malachi Asher is a very Midas Hadin. Yeah. They're very, very strict. Yeah. Halolu, the Malachi Asher said to Hashem, Halolu, Ovevodazava, Halolu, Ovevodazara. The Malachi Asher is always Midas Hadin. And they don't like something that is watered down. Aramis is a watered down version of Lashon HaKodesh, and they don't like that. They only want to pure, better speak in Greek, in Yevonis, than speak in Aramis. Because Yevonis is a real language. It is what it is.
So let's see, Rashi.
Aramis is a language that is like a perversion of Lashon HaKodesh, and Malachi Asher is Amidas Hadin. They're the ones who said to Hashem.
The word Emes. No room.
So better speak in
unadulterated.
Greek. Oh, unadulterated.
Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says something very interesting. Yeah.
Rashi talks about this historical note, historical event. Rashi, Dibra Masa, Rashi Eliyah says, Nitzchul Talia, the Ozel, Le'ag Cha Kirba. Kirba means war. Le'ag Cha means to wage. To wage war, be Antuchia, name of a place. Antuchia was the capital of the Yevonim.
Kobi was named after Antuchia.
Antuchia was named after Antuchia. Yeah. He was named after this place. Or maybe he named the place after himself. I don't know what came first. So Rashi Eliyah says a very, very important Yisoyde. The whole Pirchei Kuhuna, the young Kohanim, Bnei Beis Chashmonoi, Lihilochim, to wage war im Yevonim, Lifnei Yoy Makipurim, Vinilchamu Vyoy Makipurim, they fought on Yom Kippur, Vishama Yechlin Baskel Kishoy Oyved Avoidas Yoy Makipurim. While he was in the Kodesh HaKodashim, he heard a Baskel that came from Shemayim informing him that the young Kohanim who went to wage war on Yom HaKippurim were Matzliach, they won the battle, and they're safe, and they're coming home soon.
But I thought they were done already when Matzliach, they were done with the Yevonim.
This was,
they were victorious.
No, it was another 50 years. It was the miracle of the Hanukkah miracle.
So Yechin God is referring to the father of Matzliach, the Chayra.
It was before, but it was... They were still...
Before the
Nets of Hanukkah. But before the Nets of Hanukkah, the whole Mikdash was shut down. The Mikdash, this was many years of Hanukkah. The truth is, historically, we have to know exactly the whole story, the whole Hanukkah story. The whole Hanukkah story was at least 52 years. It was, and even when the Hanukkah miracle happened, the war wasn't over. There were still many, many more battles that went on for many, many, many years. And there were many korbanos and many, many tragedies. It was a tekufa. And the Nes of Hanukkah was one battle in that Tekufa.
I think you're wrong, because there were many battles before. That was the final battle.
No, it wasn't the final battle.
Look in Yosefus.
It wasn't the final battle. There were many more battles. They all died. All the children died.
Right.
There were more. It was a Tekufa, and it's not exactly clear exactly at which point in that Tekufa, because you have to appreciate that leading up to the Hanukkah miracle of the Shemen, there was no Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was shut down. There was no avoid in Yom HaKippurim. Yeah. There was avoid zara. The whole avoid Yochanan Kohen Gadol wasn't doing avoid in a place of avoid zara. So when exactly did this happen? It happened towards the beginning when they started making trouble, and the Bnei Chashmonoi were then. I mean, you get the impression only five. It was the five children. They're the ones who later.
Right.
That was later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a Bayer Shenet.
It wasn't just one day. It was a tekufa. It was a tekufa of 100 years. The Yevonim was a Golus of 180 years. The Golus of Yavon is 180 years. 180 years. So sometime during these 180 years, L'choira towards the beginning, because B'nai Matisyo ben Yoichanan, so about the era of the miracle of Hanukkah was later, Matisyo ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
So, and they obviously they still had control of the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it says there was a war, there was a milchama, and the Chashmonoim went to Antuchia to wage a war. This Lachar was during the beginning of the era, during this period of time of 180 years, there were many milchamas, there were many tekufas, and this was towards the beginning. And there's something very, very critical to take note of over here. From all the times to go to battle, they have to go b'davka Yom Kippur. Davka Yom Kippur. Go to battle in the summer. Go to battle. You have nothing better to do to go. Rashi almost makes it sound, he keeps on repeating the word Yom Kippur multiple times. Rashi almost makes it sound like was they b'davka chose Yom Kippur to be the day when we will go to battle. It's almost like the miracle, and this is very critical. Why? Because what did Esther do? Esther Hamalka selected to fast on Pesach. There are two Yom Tovim. There's the Yom Tovim.
Nothing he selected came out then.
Vashkocha Prodos that came out fine. Right. So he came out. There were two rabbinic holidays, Purim and Chanukah. Purim, everyone knows, Zil Kerei Be'Rafu, that Purim overlapped with Pesach. There was no Pesach Seder. No one ate matzah, no one ate maror. There were no hotels, there were no programs. There was no Pesach Kron program to go listen to over Pesach. They were fasting. They had nothing. No, they didn't chametz. They was fasting. They were fasting. So you're not in chametz, you're fasting.
Not only 7 days.
But at least the beginning, the first, there was no Pesach Seder. That is clear as day. Rashi on the Megillah quotes the Gemara, they fasted day 14, they 14, 15, and I know 13, 14, and 15. Says
no, I think 16. I think
Rash Machloikis.
14, 15. It's Machloikis. That's right.
Rashi in the Megillah says, I think. I don't remember. I think he says. I don't remember. But for sure, there was no first night of Pesach. For sure, not. There was no Pesach. Haloy davar. No, isn't that a pella? Has to be davar come out that there's not going to be a Pesach when this. So there should be a Purim. Chanukah. This Rashi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says of Hafle Vefella is that the day that they selected as their day to battle is Yom Kippur. So what do you do when you go to battle? You're not davening. You're not doing the avodas hayoyim. They were mevatel Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur still is not Yom Kippur. Could be before. Could Let's, be day or two before.
But he got here. The Baskol came out, and the Baskol says Nitzchu. They were victorious today. The Pshuta Shel Mikra of the Gemara is that the fact that the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Kodesh HaKodesh, we heard the Baskol, Rashi keeps on repeating this. Look at the words of Rashi. Shaholchu Pirchei Kuhuna B'nei B'nei Chashmoy Lilochem Im Yevonim Lifnei Yom HaKippurim V'nilcham was Beferish. This is Beferish in Rashi. Rashi says Beferish V'nilchamu B'yoyim HaKippurim B'dafka B'yoyim HaKippurim. They have no other time to go to battle. Okay, so they didn't choose this Hashkocha Pratis, so the same thing you'll say by Purim. This is something to take note of, is there are two Yom Tovim Midrabanan, Chanukah Purim. Purim overlapped with Pesach. Chanukah overlaps with Yom Kippur. There is a connection. The Chashmonoim were the Kohanim. The most precious day that the Kohanim have is Yom Kippur, because their leader goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. There was no day that Kohanim have more of a chavivis for than Yom Akim. That's when the Kohen goes in his full glory. The whole avoid is demadim by the Kohen Gadol, and they're all his subordinates. This is their day. And this day, the Etzem was bottle. They left town before Yom Kippur to go fight in Antuchia, Vinulchamu, Biyoim HaKippurim. This is their day. Haloy Dovar? You hear what's going on over here?
Yeah.
And now, when you want to go weiter, there's a very strong correlation between Yom Kippur and Pesach. There's a lot of connections between Yom Kippur and Pesach. I don't remember
the name. Okay,
it's something to talk about, yeah?
Yeah,
Vayter. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara over here says...
So I think when it says... Why
did they pick Yom Kippur? Why did they pick Yom Kippur?
So I'll give you the simple answer. The simple answer is, why did it have to come out that for Purim, that they had to be Mevatel Pesach? The answer is, it shook the heavens. Klal Yisrael, the most precious day for Klal Yisrael is Pesach, in general. Because that Klal Yisrael, Pesach Seder, the commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim, by far, for Klal Yisrael, it's most precious. It had to be like that in Shemayim, Klal Yisrael are not observing Pesach? It was a shock to the system. It was a shock to us, and it was a shock in the Pamalia Shalmaila. The miracle of Chanukah was done through the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim were the Kohanim. The shock to the system of the Kohanim that shook them up and shook up Shemayim, the same way Purim shook us up and shook up Shemayim, the same way for Klal Yisrael, it's Pesach. For the Kohanim, it's Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, that's their day. the day of the Kohanim is Yom Kippur. That's the day they look forward to the whole year. Because that's when the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai v'Lefnim. It's this day you're taking away from us. It's a shock to the system, which makes you reflect and makes you want the teshuka to return the Hoshev, the Shechina, the Dvir Beisacha. All right, let's go right.
He's asking a question to Mashah. Baskov, they only used it after the Churban. But apparently the Besmikdash was still standing.
It was a tekuv of Churban. This Maisa, when the Chashmonaim, when the Yevonim, they prevailed, was an era of Churban within the Bayi Shem.
By the way, when it says they went in Muhammad before Yom Kippur, it means they started waging war Yom Kippur.
No, they had to travel to go on Tuchia, he says. It says they left v'nilchamu b'yoyim ha-kippurim.
No, I know, but what does it mean?
They had
it
takes time.
They
Raj, I don't know, Raj is saying the whole, in other words, it sounds like they planned.
They started.
They planned. Okay, they planned that the war should be dafka being Yom Kippur. Okay.
So the kashi is, you see Malachim.
And then, what do you see? The main point of the Agbor is that on Yom Kippur, there was a baskel that the Rabbi Yochanan Kodigon heard in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the baskel was said in Aramaic. It was said in Aramaic. You know, isn't it interesting when Daniel saw the hand running on the wall? In what was it written in? It was written in Ksav Ashuris. Okay? A Goyish language. I mean, not a Goyish language. It was a language, but Ashur's name is attached to Ksav Ashuris. You can't deny that. Hashem sent a communication to Klal Yisrael. Mino, what's the expression? You know by heart the expression? And that was done through was a new thing. They didn't know, until now, they never did Ksav Ivri. And now all of a sudden, Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ashuris was, okay, whatever you want to go say, but it's the word Ashur is included. And here, in this revelation, inside of the Chodesh HaKadoshim, the Baskol, it's coming, it's being transmitted through Lashoyin Aramis.
So you see Malachim do, yeah.
Okay, so therefore, we see over here the Malachim understand the other languages. So the Gemara says, V'shuv another Maisa. We're not finished yet, we have another Maisa. V'shuv Maisa, B'shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, he lived. Shimon HaTzadik. When did Shimon HaTzadik? He met Alexander the Great. When did he meet him? He met him 40 years. 40 years into the Bayis Sheni.
Okay.
The Bayis Sheni, that was the same Tekufa when
he was the last Eilech HaKayin Gadol for the Churban.
He was the one. He that happened right after Malachi died. Malachi, the last prophet. Died.
He was the last from
40 years into the Bayis Sheni.
He was the last of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah.
Of the original Anshei Knesset Gedolah.
The original, yeah.
The Anshei Knesset Gedolah was spanned the whole Bayis Sheni. The whole Bayis Sheni had spanned. It started then, but it spanned the whole Bayis Sheni, so he couldn't be the last one.
Oh, I see.
But they never replenished them. They got smaller and smaller.
What does it mean, Shiyare Knesset Gedolah, Shimon HaTzadik? He was from Shiyare.
The leftovers, I don't know.
Okay, next.
I don't know. Yes, Nitak, a good kasha. Because he was, Shimon HaTzadik was in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni.
Okay.
Shoshem HaBaskol. Shoshem HaBaskol, Mibes Kol Shakadoshim, Shohu Oimer, Batilas Avidita the Omar. What did he hear from the Kol Shakadoshim? He says, Batilas Avidita the Omar.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. One second. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. It means Azoy. It means the Spadlo Tuchnisam Shal Anshe Hachayil Shachoshav Asoyne Lavil Yushalayim. The plans. Okay, the plans of the enemies. The enemies, they were planning to march to Yerushalayim, to destroy Yerushalayim, and Betelas Avidita. That, wait, what was supposed to be here? What was over here? It says that the Shabbaskol that says that has become cancelled, the Avidita. In this context, it means the plans, the evil plans of the enemy. The Omar, Sina'o, La'ayto'o, Al Hecholo, who thought, the enemy, enemies of Klal Yisrael, they said, this must be Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, he was afraid of the Persians. This was the beginning. This was the time of the beginning of the 180 years of the Golus of Yavan. Alexander the Great was planning to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're referring to over here. Alexander the Great, the Yevonim, Alexander, he wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And who stopped him in his tracks? Shimon HaTzadik. When Shimon HaTzadik saw from far, he got off his animal and he bowed down before Shimon HaTzadik. And his men said to him, "Why are you bowing down before this rabbi?" He said that whenever I go to battle, I see the image of this person going in front of me, and it's only because of him that I'm Atzlich, therefore I have to bow down. Nevertheless, Alexander the Great still was going to destroy the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. They made a deal. Two things, two terrible tragedies came from this. Minyan Hashtaros, and all of the Kindlach hadn't been named Alexander. Okay, so no one's ever, the deal was he will not destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but all the Kindlach, their name will now be Alexander.
Whose idea was it, Shimon HaTzadik?
This was, I think, Alexander's idea. And the second idea was that Mikan Laba, you have to count your Shtaros from my Malchus. Mm-hmm. You're not going to count, you're not going to write from the time of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to have from the Churban. There were many different ways they dated documents until this point in time. They dated documents usually from the kings, from the time of Klal Yisrael, from the kings, right? The Malachim, the kings. Then after the Churban, they dated their documents from the time of the Churban. Then when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the Baal Yeshiva, they dated their documents from the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So that year, it was on every that person got married, they would write, it's today, it's, what's tonight? Tonight is, it's Tuesday. It's Orli Yom HaShlishi, 40 years from the building of the bayis of the Beis HaMikdash, the Minyan She'onu Moinin Khan in Brooklyn, New York. They dated their documents based upon when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Before they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, they dated their documents from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And before that, they dated their documents from the kings, from the kings. Alexander the Great said, "I'm not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash on one condition. You name your documents, you date your documents from the time when I rose to power, from my Malchus." So, these things, were they good things or bad things for Klal Yisrael? It's the biggest Churban possible. You know why? Because if every little kid's name is Alexander, what does the kid actually do? He asks his mother, "Why is my name Alexander?" "Oh, you're named after Alexander the Great, Alexander Mokdom." "Oh, who is Alexander Mokdom?" You go online, you type in Alexander Mokdom, and you see a Shegetz, a bloodthirsty Russia, a Menuvel, a Balgaiva, every bad thing in the world, and the child, "Oh, I'm named after him. So you know what? I want to be just like him. I also want to be a Chas Shalom."
But till today, you have Tzadikim.
Alexander Chassidim. Alexander Chassidim.
No.
Zareb, Alexander.
For example, I'll give an example. Today was the yard set of the Kamana Rebbe.
Yeah.
So he told me, who should I light for? Yitzchak Isaac, Yehuda, Yechiel, Ben, Alexander, Sender.
Of course, there are many Alexanders.
Tzadikim.
I know. Okay, so we made it kosher. But this, and also when they dated their documents, every single document is dated from the rise of his Malchus. Yeah. It had a terrible effect on Klal
Yisrael. He had a very short life, by the way. He died in his 30s.
Yeah. He died, right? So there's a whole big, how did he die? Why did he die? A whole big mystery how he died. A whole big shaila how he died.
Okay.
Whatever it is. But the point over here is by doing this, it turned out to be a terrible thing because it weakened Klal Yisrael very, very much. When everyone's documents were dated from Alexander, and everyone was named Alexander, people began to, who is this person, Alexander? Let's emulate him. And it damaged the neshama, the collective neshama of Klal Yisrael. It was a terrible thing, but in the meantime, it did save Klal Yisrael. So we hear, in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, that was the very great danger, Alexander the Great. And it says over here that what happened, they got a baskel that came out, the baskel that said that it's betelas, it is bottle, avidita. Avidita, the work, the Omar, or the plan, the Omar sin of the enemy said, La'ai to'o al hechala, to arrive, to enter and wage war and battle the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim were coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and when Shimon HaTzadik went to the Kodesh HaKadosh Mekam Kippur to do the Avodah, he heard a baskel that came out that says that you have nothing to worry about, it's been cancelled.
The
Chain, also the baskel, says, Nerag Gas Galgos. Who is Gas Galgos? He was the name of a general, one of the kings of the Yevonim. He's dead, and there's nothing to worry. Ubatlu Gezerah. So that was a classic concept in those times, that when the king dies, all of his Gezerah is a bottle.
Yeah.
But he's fine. So therefore, Kasvu Oysa Shah, And when he made this announcement, and they wrote down, now there was no communication in Moses. So how did he know about this? They wrote it down the exact moment, the people, the Kohanim. The Kohanim, when he made this announcement, he wrote it, they wrote it down. And then later, weeks later, when the message came that the king Daka died, and they canceled their plans to go to battle against Klal Yisrael, and it turned out that exactly the moment when Shimon HaTzadik claimed that he heard the Baskel was the exact moment when, indeed, this king died, and the Gezerah was bottled. So it was a Baskel, it was the real deal. There was no other way he could possibly have known if not for the fact that it was Ruach HaKodesh. The Alaric Tzadik, they said Rav Moshe Feinstein, when Rav Chuda was hijacked, this famous story, Rav Chuda was hijacked, Rav Moshe was in his office, and he came out, and he told everyone, it's okay, Rav Chudna was released from it's over. Baruch Hashem, everything is okay.
Who told
now.
You this?
There's a famous story. I don't remember.
On his own, he said this without
he came out. He came out and he said, everything is okay now. Everything is okay. And then, a couple of hours later, it was revealed that everything is exactly the moment when Rav Moshe said it's okay, is exactly when everything was okay. And it is humanly impossible. There is no way in the world anyone could have possibly known at that moment when Rav Moshe said that statement that everything was over. It was only later on in the day when they realized they knew when it happened. So this miracle happens every so often. This miracle lives on, this koyach of tzaddikim to know what's going on, and the mechavin the shah,
Vaita.
So therefore, so what do we see? Therefore we see
the shah.
The chivna turned out that it was exactly when he said it happened.
The chivna means that
they calculated. When Shimon HaTzadik made the statement, is exactly when the basketball happened. Mm-hmm. The Gemara concludes, but what do we see over here? The Gemara's namaskara is uvloshna rami hayoymer. This both of these baskos were said uvloshna rami, and the Rashi is mechadish. That who is the author of a baskol? The Malachi Hashores. It's a big sugya. Who is the one that is saying the words? When you hear that sound, the baskol, who is the one who articulated those words? Who's the one? Rashi says the Malachi Hashores. And the Malachi Hashores are speaking here in these two stories in Aramaic. But they don't understand Aramaic. If you don't understand Aramaic, you can't speak Aramaic.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, I have two answers to tell you. Ibai Seymo, baskol shiny, dil ash. Mu'ei avida, a baskol is different, because the purpose of a baskol.
What does lashmur avida mean?
It should be heard. It should be heard. The purpose of a baskol is that people should hear. The goal of a baskol. This gemara is only more. Teach you all the yisodas. All the yisodas of baskol in this gemara.
Want to see the Rashi? What Rashi says here?
Of course, Shani Rashi. Baskol. So therefore, go back to the Rashi. Gas gilas. That shei melech yavan shani baskol oisa mida hamemune alkach. The Mida, now Rashi over here is switching gears. This is a Pella. Rashi before said it's the Malach HaShores. And here Rashi says that it's a Mida. This measure, this technique, this technique, whoever's in charge of it, Al-Kach Yoidas B'Shivim L'Shon, this Rimei Shasuya L'Hishashmiya, because the purpose of the Baskol is that it should be heard.
Yeah.
And Rimei Lo V'Hi Mishalachas L'Chol HaLashones Pa'amim L'Zeh Pa'am L'Zeh. And this
depending
malach,
on which area people what
depending
language
depending on the language. The limdu that's liyos.
Now that's called
vayin the gemara. Okay, vayin the gemara.
So one teretz is
baskol different. Iba yisema, this was Gavriel. Iba yisema Gavriel hava. The one stama malach doesn't know
Aramis,
but Gavriel. Gavriel knows it all. The boy say, "Gavriel, who do I amar?" But Gavriel, the limdo shivim lashon. How do you know Gavriel knows? Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik. He was taught by the Malach Gavriel all seven languages. You cannot be a melech in Egypt. You cannot be a melech unless you know all the seven languages.
So Gavriel is the only one that knows.
That's what it says in Gemara. Yeah. Why does he need to know it? I don't know, but we do find the faculty note. Okay, next Gemara. Birchas Hamazon. We learned.
So check it. So the Baska was through Gavriel.
Correct.
Gavriel was the one.
So okay. Either it was not through Gavriel, it was through someone else. Okay. But for this purpose, being that it was a Baskel is a different category.
Yeah.
The Balochim, they don't know Aramis. But the Malach that's in charge of a Baskel, he's an exception.
Yeah.
Because the whole purpose is that it should be heard. Next Gemara, it says, Birchas Hamazon was said, you can say it in any language.
Yeah.
How do you know? There's no real drush over here. Ruger Rashi. You don't need a pasuk. Look at Rashi. When he came to Tzvila, Every word that's Gemara over here, you can mamish from the Mufalpo forever. Mm-hmm. When it came to davening, the Gemara says, a svara, rachame. So yeah, when it comes to the Birchus Hashem, the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara is not saying that it's rachame. The Gemara is saying is that, demhechateso. Why would you think otherwise? The Pasuk says, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any language. It doesn't say anything otherwise. Okay, shuvuah so'edos. How do you know that when they administer an oath upon a person for not testifying, do you know testimony? We have a person who is in trouble and he needs someone to defend him. Do you know testimony that can help this person? No, I don't know. I swear to you that I do not know any testimony. And then it turns out he's a liar. So therefore, when they make that oath, do they make it Lashon HaKodesh? The answer is yes, they do. V'shama kol olah, any language. V'nefesh ki sechata, v'shama kol olah b'chol lashon shishamas. Same as Shema Yisrael.
Again, any language.
Shama. The word Shema.
You mean he says a Shema in any language?
Right. When they administer the oath, when they said the real way you make a Shema is you don't really say it. They say it to you. The way they take an oath is the answer Amen. You come to Bezdin and they tell the person to hold the Sefer Torah. And the Bezdin, they say, we hereby are putting upon you the Shvua. And the person says, Amen. So when the Bezdin says, we are being mashpia you, do they say it in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, or do they say it in English?
How do we know Halashon?
Because it says the Shama. You heard. The word Shema means any language.
Okay, Shkach.
Okay, thank you for coming to the show tonight. I hope it was Kedai to come.
Okay.
Zai, thank you for coming.
Okay.
Hey, Shemir, Rabbi Gora.
Reho. Hey. Hey, come on, sir.